A recovery team could start exploring deep inside the entry tunnel to the Pike River mine by Christmas. That's after WorkSafe today signed off on the Pike River Recovery Agency's plan as they work to figure out what caused the explosion in 2010. The plan involves getting as far as 2.3 kilometres inside the tunnel in a search for the bodies of the 29 men who died. Conan Young reports.
The body of Sonia Rockhouse's son, Ben, is among those trapped somewhere inside the mine. She says the green light from WorkSafe has been a long time coming, but now that it's been given, the job of trying to bring Ben back can finally begin.
Yeah, no, it's very exciting. All of a sudden, it's just... They did tell us that once they got the go-ahead, because they're all just teething at the bit. They've all been waiting at the start line to go, and now they can, so they're off.
Pike River Recovery Agency Chief Operating Officer Dingy Pattinson says fresh air is now being pumped beyond a 170-metre seal in order to clear away the nitrogen inside.
Now that'll take a number of days to do. It'll take most of this week. Once we know we've got fresh air up here, we're going to monitor that and assess it for a week, for 7 days, so we can prove that the changes we've made to the environment underground has stabilised and it is safe to proceed.
Dingy Pattinson says at that point the 170-metre seal will be removed and a team will start moving down the tunnel, hopefully in about 3 weeks. They'll be searching for evidence and for bodies.
The police are taking an agile approach to whether they'll go underground or not, and until that decision is made, they have forensically trained our people up, so our people know how to gather the evidence. That'll be done under guidance from the police. The police will be on site the whole time we're in that mine.
Sonia Rockhouse feels vindicated by today's announcement after being told 3 years ago by then Prime Minister John Key that re-entering the mine would be unsafe and lunacy.
We had five or six experts saying the exact opposite, that it could be done and it could be done safely. They were listening to one man, and they wouldn't meet with our experts and listen to what our experts had to say. And that was the frustrating part for us.
The minister responsible for Pike River re-entry, Andrew Little, says the best chance of finding evidence of what caused the explosion will be when the team reaches the area just before a huge rock fall where electrical equipment is housed.
This is about gathering any evidence that we can get available to see whether any further action can be taken. Because in addition to everything else, clearly one of the things that the families have grappled with is the fact that no individual who was a decision maker responsible for Pike River has ever been held to account, and that's wrong.
The recovery team is expected to have completed its work by June. There's no plan at this stage to explore the main workings of the mine, where most, if not all, of the men are thought to be, and crucially, where the ignition source for the explosion is most likely located. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Conan Young tēnei.